Country star Morgan Wallen checked into rehab amid N-word scandal, donated to social justice groups. By Hannah Blow on July 23, 2021. Country music star Morgan Wallen checked into rehab after cameras caught him using the N-word toward one of his friends after a night of partying. Wallen donated $500,000 to organizations including the Black Music Action Coalition after his album saw a major spike in popularity after cancel culture kicked into high gear. Wallen sat down for an interview with Good Morning America's Michael Strahan, discussing the backlash he has received since the publication of a February video featuring the dangerous singer returning home after a night out partying with friends. The video shows Wallen referring to one of his friends as the N-word. "Take care of this pussy-ass motherfucker. Take care of this pussy-ass nigga," Wallen said in the video, referring to his white friend. Watch below. His remarks triggered a wave of backlash, as the Academy of Country Music, ACM, disqualified Wallen from eligibility for the 56th Academy of Country Music Awards and radio networks removed him from hundreds of stations, despite his apology. Meanwhile, country music fans offered Wallen their support as cancel culture came after him in vehement fashion, boosting his album's status as he, at one point, took 7 of the 10 spots on Apple Music's top 10 list. But the incident played a number on Wallen, who told Strahan he ultimately checked into rehab in San Diego for 30 days, just to try and figure out why I'm acting this way. Do I have an alcohol problem? Do I have a bigger issue? I had some of my longtime friends in town and we had been partying that weekend and we figured we'd just go hard for the 2 or 3 days that they were there, Wallen told Strahan, explaining the incident. We say dumb stuff together, he continued, explaining they were clearly drunk. In our minds, it was just playful. That sounds ignorant but that's really where it came from. It was wrong. When I say I used it playfully I understand that that makes it sound like I don't understand, he continued, adding that he was just ignorant about it. I don't think I ever sat down and said this is right or this is wrong, the Somebody's Problem singer continued. The album, Wallen continued, was selling well prior to the event. But he said his team noticed a spike in my sales and tried to figure out how much of it was due to the unseemly video. We got to a number around $500,000 and we decided to donate that money to some organizations, BMAC, Black Music Action Coalition, being one, he added. Strahan said the spike in sales tells a lot about country music and the race situation in country music, and Wallen did not disagree. Instead of recognizing the spike in sales as a demonstrative response to cancel culture itself, Wallen insulted the fans who keep the industry ticking. It would seem that way, Wallen said in response to Strahan effectively asking if the boost in sales indicated a race problem among country music fans. I haven't really sat and thought about that.